state senator and professor at University of New Hampshire in Durham, Dan Innes, and he'll tell us the area he represents. Senator, thanks for being with us. Good morning, New Hampshire, the pulse of an age.
Good morning, Jack. How are you today?
But just tell what our folks know the district. I know kind of the area, but tell us your district.
It's District 7. It's pretty good sized. It has 22 towns from Hillsborough to Franklin and from Newberry over to Boscawen. So it's a collection of small towns and a couple of small cities. Really, really terrific folks over here.
Now, Senator, I don't know if you heard some of the testimony yesterday between the president of Harvard University and a member of Congress concerned about anti-Semitism at Harvard, UPenn. But Senate President Jeb Bradley, a colleague of yours, has been on my show. He's a regular on Fridays the last few weeks. And he's talked about some concerns at University of New Hampshire in Durham. Now, both my kids went there. It's a wonderful institution. You're a professor there, correct? Can you tell us what area you teach in?
Yeah, my degree is in marketing, and I teach both marketing and hospitality management, pricing, revenue management, strategy, that sort of thing. And I've been at the university for 17 years now. It's hard to believe. Started as dean of the business school there, and we built the Paul College, and then I went back to faculty. So a lot of experience there and at a couple of other institutions as well.
You know, what Senator Bradley talked about, you wrote a letter, I believe, or you co-wrote a letter from the Senate to the president, dean, or administrators at UNH, just concerns on anti-Semitism, the safety and well-being of Jewish students, some who may have expressed, I'm not sure you can tell us what your concerns are as a professor, you know better than me about their safety and the environment on campus, but there's one professor in particular, and things like calling for the destruction of Israel as a state or calling Israel a terrorist state, some real concerns in that thin line between free and open speech and hate speech. Can you talk about the current situation and your thoughts, and should the administration condemn any of the actions taken thus far or not?
You know, it's an interesting question, and the university prides itself on its free speech climate. And I can say, as a faculty member and former administrator, speech at UNH is free. And I think that's the issue the administration has in trying to condemn tweets and that sort of thing. And they want to continue to allow free speech. But I think the problem, Jack, and you and I see this everywhere now, is that, you know, sometimes we're afraid to do the right thing because we might offend a couple of people. And this may be one of those cases. It's clear, I think, that the professor's tweets sort of crossed the line. And I don't think that professor should be fired, perhaps not even, you know, reprimanded in terms of salary or anything like that. But at the same time, I think the university has to say that, you know, professors are representatives of the institution, and the things that we say and do are a reflection on the school. And in this case, I don't think her language, her tweets are helping the institution or its students. And that's our primary mission as educators, to help our students to grow and to get better. And, you know, you sort of alluded to it at the beginning of the show. I do talk about these issues in my classes, and I bring them into a business context much of the time. And I'm actually teaching Introduction to Hospitality Management, which is a fun course to teach. And they have articles that they need to write up throughout the term on current issues. And I had a handful of students write about the impact of the current conflict on tourism in Israel and discuss the future for Israel's tourism going forward. I think that is what we should be doing, getting our students to look into these issues, understanding these issues in the context of their education, and broadening their thinking. We're about creating thinkers,
right,
not just pouring knowledge into their heads.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Senator Dan Innes, also a professor at UNH, in the wake of yesterday's testimony in Washington to some of the Ivy League university presidents on anti-Semitism on campus. Senator, in my discussions with your colleague, Senate President Bradley, the last few weeks, here's my thoughts or concern. And I understand free and open speech, and I think UNH should feel good that they're more free and open than Harvard University in some of these rankings.
I bet
President Dean has been on my show more than once. He's welcome any time. I think overall the university is outstanding, and he's navigated a pretty good ship, in my humble opinion. However, if that professor you talked about, and there have been some media stories on her tweets and some of her positions regarding Israel versus, say, some other issues in the Middle East, if she had tweeted something, for example, hypothetically about white supremacy groups being good, you think there would have been some open condemnation or not versus, you know, calling for the destruction of Israel as a state? Because to me, that's hate speech no matter what. So what do you think if it was a different, I mean, where do you draw the line on free and open speech? Because I think that anyone who talks about any terms that call for the obliteration of Israel, any pro-Hamas terms, anything like that for the damaging or killing of Jewish people, to me, is hate speech, not free and open speech. Where do you draw that line?
I think you're right there, Jack. And that's one of the things that Jeb and I mentioned in our letter to the institution, that, you know, you have to draw a distinction between free speech and hurtful and hateful speech. And that, I think, is where the university might be falling down. And you're right. If it was something supporting white supremacy, you can pretty well be guaranteed that the hammer would fall very quickly and very hard on any professor that did that. But, you know, it really, for me, it comes down to how do people feel on the campus. And I have several Jewish students who have spoken to me outside of class and said, you know, they're a little uncomfortable, they're a little concerned. We saw the swastikas in the bathroom. I mean, that would make anyone nervous. And, you know, there may be, I mean, it's Hamas and the Palestinians and really certain extreme sects of Islam don't like the Jewish people. They don't like gay and lesbian people. And I think, you know, part of what's at play here is helping our students and the public to identify these things, to think about them, but, you know, to be thoughtful in the way that they respond. It's one thing to speak freely. It's another thing to speak critically and dangerously. And I think the professor crossed that line. And I hope the university will see that and say something.
Have you spoken to the, on your letter, have you spoken to the president or any administrators? Have they gotten back to you? Senator Bradley said he got a legal counsel response saying that they can condemn but can't sanction a tenured professor for what he or she speaks about. Although I don't believe that, because I think they would be sanctioned in some cases. But have you gotten a response?
Yeah, I'm not going to test it out, Jack, to see if I get sanctioned. I'll be good. But yes, we have gotten I've talked with the university administration just yesterday. And I think, you know, they see the issue, but I also believe that they perceive that we're making it bigger than it is. And I would disagree with that. Based on my discussion with students and the things that I've seen and heard around the campus, I think we're spot on this. And I think I would encourage President Dean to make a statement. He's right. I mean, we're not going to fire the professor over something like this, nor should we. We should encourage controversial discussions at universities. That's why we exist. And as I said at the beginning, our job is to help people to develop thinking skills, to build a framework for understanding.
I'm asking you to comment on this, Senator Dan Innes. I'm going to let you go. Good morning, Hampshire, the Pulse. Before I do, though, I remarked the other morning on my show, to your point, we should tolerate some things, but to a point. One of the representatives in Congress got caught up recently in a CNN interview, you know, saying we have to balance our criticisms or comments on Israel and Hamas. I don't agree with that. Hamas is a terrorist organization. Israel is not. And I don't think we have to balance that. I just personally think when it comes to Israel, anyone who calls for the destruction, the obliteration of Israelis or anything about that's pro-Hamas, to me, that's hate speech. It's not open speech. That's just me. That's just me.
And I think you're right. And, you know, I used the example in class. They said, imagine you're at a UNH football game. People parachute in, start killing the fans and taking a bunch of them hostage. And that's essentially what happened at that music festival in Israel. So I think we have to bring it down to our experience to help people to understand how horrific it really was.
And not to mention beheading infants while they slept, raping young girls on top of bodies of their friends, and kidnapping grandmothers. We're going to let you go, Senator. Please keep us posted. Always welcome on the show, Senator Dan Innes, State Senate and also Professor at UNH in Durham. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Jack.